gives you French. Who knows French here? Who knows French? So no one knows French. So Rashi's French doesn't help us too much. Okay. So Rashi did not translate chitin in some. We all know what that means. Kusmin, he also doesn't translate, right? Shibola shul and shipon, he does. For some strange reason. We have shipon and shibola shul in the Mishnah, and Rashi has shibola shul and shipon. Put that in your hat. Figure that one out. Well, the order is reversed. Okay. The shibola shul says Rashi avaina. Avaina. I tell you one thing I know. Avaina means oats. That's a fact. Not that I know French, but I know from all the tremendous fight about oats. They all agree that avaina means oats in French. Let's mount the poll. Everyone agrees to that. So Rashi clearly holds that oats is one of the chamesh saminim. Nafkamina for matzah, nafkamina for hamotzi, birchas hamazon. Tremendous nafkaminas. Okay? Shibola shalah, also kiznav shul. Tell you why it's called shibola shul. Shibon siglia. I think that's spelt, I think. And kusmin, they say is rye. I think, because I got it backwards. But those two seem to be agreed upon as being for the chamesh saminim. The big fight is about oats. Well, those who claim that oats can't possibly be from the Chamesh Saminim, because they didn't have oats in Eretz Yisrael. We know the Chamesh Saminim, Eretz Chita Sora, the Gemara says Beferish Tana, Kusmin Min Chitin, Shibol Shul, the Shibon Min Saorin. So it's all included in the Chitin and Saorin. It's that's meaning Shinishtavcha of Eretz Yisrael. And they claim, as a manner of Rabbi Felix, who wrote a sefer called Simcha Yamishnah, and he claimed that oats didn't grow in Eretz Yisrael. If oats didn't grow in Eretz Yisrael, by definition, it can't be for Chamesh Saminim. I like that. Wow. Is it really true that these subdivisions of Chitim and Tzoron and the Kusmin and Shibol Shul and Shipon, which are called Chitim and Tzoron respectively, are they really from the Shiva Saminim? Might not mean a Shiva Saminim versus other Minim. Anybody know? I think the Raisa. Yes. The Raisa. Birka Samazin is Chamesh Saminim. I want the Shiva Saminim. Bikurim. Is that Bikurim? The Valdim. Bikurim. So, we're chayav to be Bikurim from Chitim and from Sarim. What about Kusmin, Shibol Shul, and Shipur? Is there a Chiyah Bikurim? Mitzvah Shalad and Din the Raisa. Who knows? You've never learned about this in your free time. Assuming there's a Chiyah of Bikurim and Shiva Saminim, so Chitim and Tzoron are included. What about Kusmin, Shibol Shul, and Shipur? Yeah, you know?
Doesn't the Gemara say that each one is a mean Chitim and one's a mean...
So you assume that the answer is yes. Right? You assume the answer is yes. Poshup Shah, the answer is yes, they're included. We'll see later, it's a machlokas between Gedolei Apostle. And even though we don't bring Bikurim as man as that, it's going to impact directly on our discussion. Yes, sir?
When Rosh says that's the Indian truth, does that mean
good question. Rashi is min chitin. Then in truma, then tormin min al shein amino, the tormin chitin al kusmin. That's what Rashi says. Tosis is talking about chala. This is the subdivision. I'm not so concerned right now about the subdivision of what's a min chitin as opposed to a min sor. I want to know more generally. They call it min chitin, call it min sor, but it's not chitin or sorin literally. Is it part of the shiva siminim or not? Is it chayim bikurim or not? It's a simple shava din darais. I'm not going to tell you the answer. I will give you a research assignment tomorrow. You go look it up. You have all these search engines. You can find out on the Bikurim. Are Kusmin, Shibol Shul, and Shipon, Chayim, and Bikurim, and Daraisa? Yes or no? It's a one word answer. Yes or no? You don't know the answer. I'm not surprised. I didn't expect not to know the answer. But you have a day to figure it out. See how good your search engines are. Okay? This is a Daraisa. That's some kind of a remote halacha. Not practical today. But in the Zman Shabbat, the Mikra Sheikam was practical all the time. And this impacts a little bit on our discussion. Because you see, if these all five are considered Shiva Saminim, the fact that it didn't grow in Eretz Yisrael, allegedly, would presumably present some kind of a problem. Because it's supposed to be part of the Shiva Saminim as well, the Shtav from Eretz Yisrael. However, if Kusmin, Shibol, Shul, and Shibon are not from Shiva Saminim, the fact that they didn't grow in Eretz Yisrael doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me at all. Because it's not from the Shiva Saminim. So the chamesh is aminim, yes. But although chitim and tzaron, that we'll call the parents, if you will, are part of shivas aminim, before shapasik, eres chit, the tzaron, gevim, tenim, tzaron, shem, and vash, so the pasik before shapasik, and ekev, kusmin, shival, shul, and shiva, they just get in to the chamesh aminim through the back door, they're not part of the shivas aminim, they don't go on Eretz Yisrael. Again, I'm not even agreeing to conceal the historical facts. But assuming the facts are true, it would may depend upon this child. Everyone with me so far? But we'll see in a minute. Now, Gemara, if you saw the Gemara, what it really depends upon. Think about historical. What it really depends upon, la halacha. That's going to be our focus. Okay. Good. Says the Gemara like this. Hani in, orez v'dochen lo. What's orez? We assume orez means rice, and dochen is millet. Some say fakert. But that's what we assume. Rice and millet. Okay? So you cannot be yotze with rice matzahs or millet matzahs. Not yotze. Okay? Fine. You're not yotze. Why not? Minan imili. Over Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. This is the key. V'chein tanu d'Rabbi Shmo. V'chein tanu d'Rabbi Lazman Yaakov. From Akra. Lo socha lo lo chometz. Shivis yamim tocha lo lo matzah. Matzahs. This is a beautiful way to segue from the last man we were speaking about chametz, and now we're talking about matzah. We're not through with chametz yet, because the two are clearly linked to this, what we call a hekesh. It's a hekesh. What does a hekesh mean? A juxtaposition. They're written in the chumash, one right next to each other. They're part actually of the same pasuk, which is quoted on the Torah Ora Shalem, Devarim Tes Zayin Gimel. Right? It's we read it in all the Moadas and Kol HaBechor. Okay. What does it say there? Devarim haboyim ledechimutz adam yotzu ledechavasa b'matza yotzu elu oriz ledochem shein boyim ledechimutz eledei sirchon. What does sirchon mean? What does chimutz mean? What does sirchon mean? So Rashi says rama boyim ledechimutz adam yotzu b'mishum matza imasod matza oriz ledochem ein osin chometz v'machmitzin osam Masrichin. If you add water, let it rise. It's not considered to be chametz. It's considered to be something called sirchon. I'm not going to give it a literal translation of chametz or sirchon. But chametz is considered obviously a more advanced process than is sirchon. Okay? I don't know what the English says. It's maybe fermentation. Maybe it's what's called sirchon is less than that. It's in our language, certainly it smells. So ruach. That's something that's not such a pleasant smell. It's an incomplete fermentation, if I'm going to use a leavening process. Just throwing out those English words, blah, blah, says the Gemara. Masnisin deloka of Yochanan ben Nuri. What did he say? Yama orez min daganu. V'chayavan al chimutza kores. The Tanya of Yochanan ben Nuri. Oser beorez v'dochen. Meshakarov lahachmitz. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, orez v'dochen can become chometz. Could become chametz, karov lahachmitz. Okay, what do you mean? Oser beoros v'dochen, says Rashi. Lechol v'yemenu tavshlu b'pesach. The issue of it's chametz, pashut chametz. Okay, fine. How chametz is it really? Hiborlu. Shekarov lahachmitz means the kodem of achmitz. What does that mean? Rashi. Shekarov lachimutz amabola dechimutz l'idei otzim bo mishum matzah. You can have rice cakes. If it doesn't ferment, it's considered to be matzah. So what does it mean? Kodem u'machmetz. Korov lachmetz. It means it's kodem, it becomes chametz more quickly. We shall see later. You saw the figure of May Paris. I think it's going to become chametz more quickly. We have a general printer. Who knows how long it takes for flour and water, just leave it by itself, to become chametz. How much? How long? Huh? That's right. The famous 18-minute matzahs. A sheer meal. More than a sheer meal in the third parable. Hopefully we'll get to it probably after Pesach. Third parable probably until after Pesach, probably. Okay. We're supposed to get to the second parable now and the tenth parable, the part about the Seder. The third parable will probably leave until after Pesach. There's not that much time after Pesach, but not that much to do there for our purpose either. I mean, it's always much to do. Let's give you a general plan of action. Fine, game plan. Oh no! Dilma, Karav Lahachmitz, Havi, chametz gam alo havi. Nupsha, chametz gam alo havi. V'nafkamina de'ein onish kares. V'machol v'shogei mevi carbon. There's no kares, there's no carbon. It would be wouldn't be considered to be chametz gomer. What is this? A little bit pregnant? A little bit chametz? Who ever heard of this? A little bit chametz? And Bo said, we have this category at all in our previous learning that we learned a few months about chametz? What do you call it? Chametz nukshe. Chametz nukshe. A new category. Chametz nukshe. It's not chametz gomer. Oh, what does that mean? A new category. Is it the Rabbonon? Is it the Oraisa? What does it really mean? We have to see later. Again, in the third paragraph, there's a main discussion of what's called Chametz Nuksha. And we'll have to see later. Is it the Rabbonon or the Oraisa? It comes up halacha l'maisa in many ways, believe it or not. Hopefully we'll get today and tomorrow to start talking about that topic.
Isn't it clear here it's dough? I mean, whatever the Havamina is, whether it's Chametz Nuksha or not, I mean, isn't it clear that it's dough Oraisa here? Saying that our Mishnah is not like our Yoga Menuri's. Mishnah is saying that.
Beautiful. Mordechai says, in order to be Machshirit for Matzah, it must lead to Chometz Daraisa. If it leads to Chometz Rabbanon, how is it possible that it's considered to be Matzah, which is kosher for the Mitzvah? An excellent point. Really, super excellent point. Everyone should make points like that. And don't hesitate to raise your hand. Your point is as good as that, raise your hand anytime. You can always raise your hand. But, that's an excellent point. Very, very good. We'll come to it. It's such an excellent point. You don't realize how excellent it is. Murray, Gewaldic. Okay. But have a what's fundamental question. You saw the Mahmoud comments, now you know what the answer is. What are they fighting about? Go to the lab. Do an experiment. Experiment. You know, so you take wheat, mix it with, you know, wheat flour, mix it with water, wait, you know, a certain amount of time, see what it looks like. And then take rice flour and do the same thing. If the result is the same, by definition, it's chametz of Yochanan ben Uri. If the result is different, then it's not the same. It's sirchan. What's the problem? Do an experiment. My Rebbe Rabban Soloveitchik used to always yell, what? It's a machlekes and metzias? For a brisket, that's an anathema. An absolute anathema. Machlekes and metzias. We don't need gedol and a tanoi and a meroim to find about metzias. We can find about that ourselves in Wikipedia. But the gedol are finding about concepts, Rebbe Osai, not the realia. Isn't that a good question? Who asked that question?
Yerushalmi
asked that question. That's why I asked him to see the Yefei Einayim. The Yefei Einayim always quotes Yerushalmis. So it's easy for me to and they ask me to schlep out of Yerushalmi, although we should know Yerushalmi better. The reality is most of us are not so comfortable with Yerushalmi. Yefei Einayim quotes Yerushalmi, albeit he quotes them, you know, succinctly, briefly. But the main punchline is here. I asked you to see the Yefei Einayim here on our daf, on daf Lamed Hei, it's in the back. Yefei Einayim is a big man. He made the cut not to be put into the Yaakov Mefarshim. He's a separate sefer. Okay? In the back, in our Gemara, after Yaakov Mefarshim HaKadosh, Yefei Einayim is found separately. That's a compliment. So Yefei Einayim is over here, Rabbi Osai. It's on page Yud Beis in our print, in the Oz Vahada print. This is the after the Yaakov Mefarshim. It's also Yefei Einayim. It's page Yud Beis. It says Lamed Hei and Aleph. Okay. The question, of course, becomes, what's the facts? Look up Karmis. Karmis is more next line. V'tosefta, it says to Adam Yotzei Chavasa B'Pesach, Uvishal Misham, Isa, the Rav Yochanan Ben Nuri Omar, the Batkua. Vishal Misham asked the question, just to go to the lab and check it out. They checked it out. And the Yochanan said, look there, look, you see? Umetzahua Shesh Bochimutz, look, it's right in front of you, it's Chometz. Rabbanan Ami, Batkua, look, Lamatza Bochimutz. They were looking at exactly the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri called it Chometz, and the Rabbanan called it Sirchan. And my Rebbe Rabban Zatzal would say, what? Amachleikis in the Metzias? Nay, he would say, Amachleikis in the Shiurim. I heard it from so many times. It's a whole year we've gone like this. It's not a Machleikis in what the realia. It's a Machleikis is, let's say Chometz and wheat is a 10, and this is, I don't know, a 7. And the Machleikis is a 7, is that considered to be Chometz, or is it considered to be Sirchan? They're not arguing the facts. Yes.
I think Yerushalmi was saying that they each did separate tests and they got different results.
Possible. They each got separate tests and different separate results. But that begs the question: if they would have been in the same room with the same stuff, or would have gotten the same experiment, what would have happened? Put them in a room together. Put them in a room together. That leads me to my discussion of the one, this is maybe one of the most important discussions we have, which I want to have with you right now. Because it's critical. I really want a little bit more Gemara. I can't do two things at once, so let's go back to Gemara. I want to talk to you about oats. Anyone here have any gluten intolerance? Anybody in this room? Baruch Hashem. It's just read by Parshas Yisro. Everyone's healed. No one has any gluten intolerance in the whole room. Okay. It's a very common thing. It's extraordinarily common. For those who know, someone who has an allergy or some kind of intolerance for gluten, you give them some wheat products, they get very sick. Sometimes different people, some very sick, some a little bit sick. And the question becomes, is oats gluten-free or not gluten-free? It's certainly relevant. And we'll see some. Says the Gemara. Again, the same thing. There's no chiyuv chala on potatoes. Has to be chamesh saminim. The lechem arutz. Okay, because of what it really is in different languages. So, at first glance, talk about oats. We should do exactly the same thing. Do an experiment. Take oat flour, mix it with the water, let it rise, and see, is it chametz or not chametz? So here Nathan is right. Two rabbis did experiments. Each one claims 100% that they're right. Now what do you do? Put them in a room, Rabbi Osai. Put them in a room. They're alive and well. One is Rabbi Efrati, Shlita, who was Rabbi Yosha's right-hand man. He did an experiment. He says, I took the oats, put it with water, mamish chametz gum. Another rabbi did an experiment and says, absolutely not. Those want to look it up and see it's printed in Misora, it's probably online, no? Misora is an OU publication. It's a maimer, if I'm not mistaken, by Rabbi Efrati. Look at his name. Rav Efrati, Aleph Ei Reish Tav Yud, the big Talmud Chacham, and he's been helping Rav Yosha now for maybe 30 years. He's in many ways his right hand man, gatekeeper, and many other things. For those who may know, he's an alumnus of Keren B'Yavne. My brother was his chavrusa a long time ago. That goes back 40 years ago. And his father worked for the Rabbanut in Kashrus, and he has a whole machon for mitzvahs of tluyos v'aretz. So this really is something which is near and dear to his heart, this issue of the oats. So he insists that it is chametz. The other rabbi, whom I never heard of before, insists that it's not chametz. So put him in a room. So I speculate, this is pure speculation on my part, and if you can do your homework on this and find out if I'm right or wrong, I'd be much appreciative. Here's my speculation. Based on anecdotal experience, if someone is gluten intolerant, what happens when they eat oat products? Let's find out. Gluten, and again, you can go on there and see what's in your encyclopedias, gluten is really the material in the grain which leads to chimutz. If it's gluten-free, presumably it's not going to rise. It will not become chametz. If it has gluten, it will. So they went ahead and they started measuring the gluten. They could do it chemically. So they measured the gluten in this one and in this one and this one. They could measure the gluten. I'm going to give you my theory as to how these two experiments took place at the same time in different rooms by different people, all of whom I assume are trying to tell the truth, with dramatically different results. Here's my shot. My pshat, you have to look up an article which is printed in English. I believe the author's name is Wertheimer, if I'm not mistaken. And it was printed in the American Haredi Press, Hamodia, Yateh, these newspapers. in which he explains how, as a good Englishman, he was able to develop completely gluten-free oats, which even those who are highly gluten intolerant, can consume without any ill effects. Tell us how he did it. He said, you know, he went to a place far away, somewhere in northern England, far away from any other fields. No, what we'll call it, contamination or cross-pollination from any other nearby fields. This is work with a presumption, which I believe is true, that we're city boys, but if you're in a farm, so the wheat is growing on the ground, but some of the air, there's certain things flying in the air where there are wheat fields, which can have an impact on grains, and which can even cross-pollinate into other nearby grains. So he took oats, originally they were in fact had gluten, and then he planted it once, and he self-perpetuated. He planted it again from that seed, and again, 10 times he kept planting it. Each and every time the gluten became less and less and less and less. So finally got a product, no gluten. That's what he did. So we'll call those English oats. And he can do it in America too, but we just did for to make it easier. We'll call it English oats, British oats. In America, except maybe one place in North Dakota, I was told, they haven't done it this way. They grow oats the way the oats have been growing for thousands of years. And there is gluten. So here's my theory. It's a pure theory on my part. In Gan Eden, it's called Gan Eden, right? Doesn't it come from Gan Eden? In Gan Eden, the original oats, in my view, against my speculation, if you can either prove or disprove me, please. In Gan Eden, the oats had no gluten. However, because oats and wheat were planted in proximity for many, many, many years, the typical oats that exist in the world all over have gluten. In all likelihood, it's these oats that Rabbi Efrati took with gluten, put them in, mixed it with, made into flour, mixed it with water, and lo and behold, it was chametz. Not surprising. However, my guess is that the other rabbi took English oats. I'm using these words just as labels. British oats, which were carefully purified by being planted again and again and again, each time loses some of the, we'll call it, contamination that it received from centuries of proximity to wheat. And after he did it 10 times, it was so gluten-free that even someone who was reacted strongly to gluten would not get sick. Take those oats, my guess is, it's not going to rise the same as wheat. It's going to be more, it's going to be sirchon. That's my theory. Is it true? Don't know. By definition, a theory means you don't know it's true. If I knew it was true, it would be a theory. Yes?
Sorry. If originally it doesn't have gluten, and then it does, but according to people who say that oats are good for matzah and they do become chametz, does that mean that anything that we inject gluten into?
Very good question. Well, I'll inject gluten into peaches. And the answer to peaches, no matter how much gluten you inject, it's not going to become...
But rice, that's it.
Rice? Interestingly. I mean, you have to know, go on your encyclopedias and find out on your internet, does rice grow near wheat? Maybe yes, maybe no. And rice grows in China. I don't know wheat there. It was a whole different location there. You're asking a good question. If you have rice which was cross-pollinated through the air with wheat, and it took on the characteristics of oats, we'll call it, maybe that should also be given the status of chamesh hazamin. That's a very big kiddush. Because the Pashup Shah and Chamesh Amin are ensconced in the Mishnah. It's not up to us to start adding or subtracting. So that's the whole point over here. The question is as follows. You're asking a good question. I can't answer you, but I don't know if your Shah really exists. But my Shah does exist.
No, your Shah it's the whole Mishnah, it created those, because according to you, O's never had
me. So I'll explain to you. Right. Your Shah of rice may or may not exist with its rice, which rises like wheat because it's been contaminated with wheat. Now, that would be another way to explain the machlokas of Yochanan and Rabbanan, that like the machlokes two rabbis today, that doesn't sit well with me. Get them in the same room, you know. But my shadow does exist. What will happen if you have oats, and the oats of the Mishnah would rise and become chametz, as Rashi said they do, because they typically had mixtures of wheat, as they always had since the time of immemorial. So I'm asking the following halachic challenge, is the big thing that's bothering me so much. What will happen if, not by bioengineering, there's no bioengineering in England, nothing. He didn't inject anything. All he did was purify 10 times. That's not bioengineering. It's, he moved far away from any wheat fields, planted it, right? Got a seed and planted it, got a seed and got planted it. Each time it gets more and more pure. That's what's written up in the papers. We'll get someone to print it out for us. I'm sure we can get it. I don't know if they're online. These papers, they don't believe it online. But you can somehow you get your hands on it somehow or other. Okay? You'll see that's what he did. What has the halachic status of that of those oats? Assuming that oats are for chamesh semin. Not like Rabbi Felix, but like Rabbi Afrati. And he's Rabbi Yashin holds that way, and you can't argue. Shlomo Zalman is quoted as being reciprocal about this. He was more open to the more scientific approaches, Kach Shamati, as opposed to Rashi. I can go against Rashi HaKodesh. Others say Rashi is his oats. Even assume that Rashi is correct, that oats offer chamesh is a minimum, I want to know. Does that apply to American oats? Maybe even to British oats? Maybe not to British oats, because they simply don't rise as a matter of a fact. There's no gluten. This goes, of course, to the heart of a very fundamental question. When we say, let's talk about matzah first, about other areas. Does this matzah, does this particular grain have to have the ability to become chametz in order to qualify for matzah? Or is it enough that the species as a whole can become chametz, even though this particular foodstuff, for whatever technical reason, cannot become chametz? That's a long dishashayim. And that's what's going to talk to Rishon and Adam. I repeat again. The Gemara says a hekesh. Let's try it one more time. Read it together. Every word is important. What does it say? Dvarim aboyim l'dei chimutz Adam yotzen l'chavosu b'matzah. Yotzu elu, to the exclusion of other types. Things are not of the big five. Shein bor l'dei chimutz l'dei sirach. What do you mean? It depends upon the min itself? Or depends upon this particular... we'll call it dough, for lack of a better term. This particular dough. This dough has to have the ability to become chametz. Is that what's required? Or no? The min, the species, in any type way, has to be able to become chametz. It could have relevance to our discussion. Because there are oats which look the same, probably smell the same, as the other oats which can become chametz. But these particular oats, if they were purified, cannot become chametz. If you demand that the min becomes chametz, you can argue, well, it's really the same min, even though it's purified somewhat. But if you require that this particular dough has to have the ability to become chametz, it can't. So this theoretical question, is it the min, or is it the particular dough, may have relevance not only to the case which will be discussed by the Rishon on this daf, we'll see soon, but may also be relevant for the purified oats of England. Everyone with me so far? If you have a question, raise your hand. Okay. Now let's continue and attack this issue. Let's see, which one is it? Says the Gemara's spouse. Nu sugi. Amr Shlakish. Isa shenilosha b'yayin v'shem v'dvash ein chayavin al chimutz hakaros. Hear what's going on? It's presumably kneaded with wine or oil or honey. And Rashi adds, the lo nosan bo mayim, no water. Important Rashi, no water. Ein chayavin al chimutz hakaros. What Rashi gives us the maskana. You have to turn the page to get to it. The may peris ein machmitz mikil lekama. That's going to be the bottom line, or maybe the top line of Lamed Hamed Beis, which is the conclusion of the sugya. But until we get to that line, the Gemara goes on a fascinating digression. We'll have to base on a story. What happened? Amazing story. Yossi Rav Papa Rav Huna Bredi Rav Shua Kameh Rav Yidi Bar Oven. Yossi Rav Yidi Bar Oven become a namname. The Rebbe sometimes takes a little bit of a doze. He's up all night learning. He dozed off. So what happened in front of him? Amar Rav Huna Bredi Rav Shua Rav Papa. My time of the Rish Lakish. What's the reason for Rish Lakish? That Nilol Shabian Shem Advash, there's no carbs. Amalei, the Yamakra, Lo Sochal Olam Chametz Vigome. Dvarim Shaodam Yotzi Vene Chavasa Vemata, Chayav and Alchimutz Akaris. Vaha, Hoel Vene Odam Yotzi Vene Chavasa, why? The Havale Matza Ashira, Ein Chayav and Alchimutz Akaris. Rabbi said, what did you just open up here? A two-way street. A two-way street. Originally, it was on one way. What did it say the one way? We said on top of the, a few lines earlier. What was the one way that we had? The Hekesh. Quoted from a number of impeccable sources, right? The Shlokish, the Shmoel, the Ben Yaakov. Three sources. What does it mean? Boli de chimutz, yotze b'matza. Otherwise not. That's on the fakert. Yotze matza, it's chametz. Now yotze matza is not chametz. He just opened up a two-way street. Right? Correct? Is it, am I right? Rabbi Osai? A two-way street. You know, there's one-way streets and there's two-way streets. So that was a one-way street, now it became a two-way street. Hey, sir, I've been on the radio of Shul, Rav Papa. What are you saying? Himcheu gmo. What does that mean? What do you mean, himcheu gmo? Rashi, matashir brahmana lechemoni. Himcheu gmo. Hashum lechem de mindovim koi. Rashmina, the last line. The gemia ka'achila l'chayvo. Drinking is like eating. See, chayv on mishum chametz. Im chametz u'anish karetz. V'yematzahu, ein odom yotze yedei chavosu b'pesach. Look at this. Simcha b'mayim. Why, says Rashi? The lav derech achila kochale. What that means, we'll come back to soon. It's not considered derech achila. So what do you see? For ha'ocha, the last two lines of the Gemara, then Adam Yotze Chavasa B'matza V'Chayav and Alchimutzo Kares. So what is he? It's a machlokas between the traffic department, the DOT, right? A Papa wants to call it have a two-way street, and a Bishur presumably Rosh Pshah wants to have it as a one-way street. I mean, as a simple Pshah, no. They don't. No one seems to be arguing the original Hekesh. The question is it a one-way street? You derive matzah from chametz? Or no, you derive chametz from matzah as well. While this is going on, the Rebbe wakes up. Isnabu the Rabbi di Barabav. Amalahu dardi kindalach. Children, you got to know here, we're all way off. Hay the time of the Rav Shlokesh, we should have a meferis, or meferis and machmitz. End of the sugya. Nothing to do with what we're talking about. Don't give me any derivations from here, from there. It's just factual, it's a matter of fact. May Paris and Machmitz. We both say, who has a question? Push up shot in the Gemara before we get to anything. Push up shot. Who has any questions? Yes?
Yain and Dvash are not May Paris. Or are they?
Well, they are really sort of May Paris. The word May Paris doesn't literally mean it comes from fruit. Wine comes from grapes. Dvash comes from dates. Talk about the Dvash. And from dates, let's talk about dates. So it is May Paris in a certain way. But May Paris can be left out, but toast talks about eggs. Eggs are not May Paris. It's just a term of art, it's not water. Okay? You may have a question, you may have some kind of question someone's asking. A question. Anybody? Yes?
I mean, maybe how, so at the end of the day, we have an explanation for Rish Lakish, but we don't know. The
Hekesh.
How, what the
Dharma
of that Hekesh?
Exactly. What is the getter of the Hekesh? I raised the question earlier. Is the Hekesh as far as the Min, or is the Hekesh as far as the particular, this particular food, this particular dough? It's still unclear to us, right? Mordechai, it's unclear? How can you tell? Correct? This can be very relevant, again, for the sugis here in Aflamet Hay and Lamed Vav, could also be relevant for our oats. People spend a lot of money to buy oat matzahs from England. A lot of money. We have to, you know, my bias is I'm rooting, we have to root, you know, that it should be good. We chaval, they spend so much money, and at the end of the day, it's not really a chamesh l'minim. That would be terrible. But we have to be honest. To be honest, if the oats are in fact purified, again, if I assume my theory is correct, and therefore the flour from those oats would maybe not rise. Maybe it's really not chamesh aminim. It's hard to tell. Give you another assignment. Get the heat turned off in this room. Really? Go to security or somebody and get it off. Otherwise, I was going to fall asleep. Okay. Good. Here on both sides, we have a shayla. Anybody want to suggest a possibility, an answer, a raya, something? Anybody? Anything? Okay. Not yet? Good. So, here on both sides, let's turn to the next piece. I'm going to skip the toast for the moment. The next piece of Gemara, as you can see, that's the Lamed Hayim and Beis on the bottom. Lamed Hayim and Beis on the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, the last narrow line. Yochol Yotze Odom Yedecho Vosso B'Tevel Shlo Nitkan. Most of the details of what Tevel means, not going to, it's not our Indian right now. Tama Loma, the third wide line. Lo Sochol Olav Chometz. Right? A Pasuk, right? Same Pasuk we had before. Mi She Yisur Mishum Bal Tochol Olav Chometz Yi Yotze Matzah. Yotze Zeh She Ein Yisur Mishum Bal Tochol Chometz Ela Mishum Bal Tochol Tevel. Last Rashi. After Yotze Bo Yidei Matzah B'Pesach Im Asoh Matzah. Something that you would have let it rise would be Chometz. Here it's when it doesn't become Chometz, it becomes Tevel. Frank to Gemara, what happens in Yisur of Chometz? Ein Yisachal Alis. Not written it right now. You all heard this figure. Everyone knows the phrase. Ein Yisachal Alis. Once it's Tevel, can't become Chometz. Adi Mar says... whole discussion that again, maybe they're hold on. So that's the opinion of Rav Shimon. Ravina says in a ton of Lamed Vav, no, you don't need that. Why? Mishi Sur Mishum Baltochal Chomets Bulvat Yotza Zeh Sheni Sur Mishum Baltochal Chomets Bulvat Al Apishim Telchal Tel. Frank the Gemara immediately Bulvat Siv Elamach Varto Gidder Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes is right. Homani Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon knows what? Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Rabosai. It sounds like the same Hekesh all over again, right? Same Pasuk. Let me ask you a question, Rabosai. Question. Does this indicate one way or the other in our Chakira? We had a Chakira. The Chakira was, this Hekesh, is it limited to a discussion of the species? Or did it apply even to the particular food? Which one is it, yeah?
Sounds as if it applies to particular food in front of you.
Exactly. Because this species, the same species of wheat, can easily become chometz, as long as it's not tevel. Only this particular thing, which is tevel, can have an isa chometz chal on it. So it goes beyond the species, no? That's what you're suggesting? Correct? The parchment is tomorrow. Goes beyond the species. Keep that in mind, right? It means that what? This particular object has to become chametz. That's bad news for our British oats. Why? If you assume the species is still labeled as oats, so it looks and smells and everything is like oats. But this particular grain can never become chametz, so now we run into a problem based upon what we're saying over here. It's not enough that this species as such should have be brought to the chametz. If this particular food should come to the chametz. Everyone with me? Gentlemen? Fine. Good. The Gemara goes on and says, Lechemoni, Prat, skipping a few lines, Le'isa, Shedilosha, B'yayin, L'shem, L'dvash, which is not considered Lechemoni, it's considered Matzah Shira, you're not Yotze, on the pace of night, with the mitzvah of Berav Tov L'matzah, with what you call Matzah Shira. Fine. Correct the Gemara. V'atanya, I'm halfway on the narrow lines. Ein loshin isa v'pesach v'yayin v'shem v'dvash. V'yim losh, you did mix it with yayin v'shem v'dvash. Rabbi Gamliel omer tisoref miyad. Burn it right away. Why burn it right away? Why burn it right away? What's the rush to burn it? What's the rush to burn it? Huh? What's the rush? So Rashi says, end of Ein loshin. But also chimutz, hein memarin lahachmitz, v'i'ev shel shomra. It happens so quickly. You don't have 18 minutes. If it's more quickly than that, it's impossible to watch it. Burn it immediately. Burn it immediately. Okay? Frek Rashi. Aye, we learned before, my parents and machmitzin. No kasha. Ha. The EU ain't chayav and al chimutzo kares, karma. All he said before is there's no chi of kares. As we saw in Achlam and Hamad Alf. Lohave chomet gomer. Ela chomet nuk shahave. Koloma ra. And this chomet comes quickly. So Rashi is saying, Rabbi Ossi, believe it or not, may Paris ain't machmitzin chomet gomer, but it is chomet nukshin, it's usr. It's usr. And it comes usr very quickly. Presumably, even though there's no water in it. This is the famous Shitas Rashi. For this Rashi, blame Rashi for what? What minute do we have based on this Rashi? Who knows? What don't we eat on Pesach? All of us. In this room.
Matzah.
What's that?
Egg matzah.
Who in this room eats egg matzah on Pesach? Sfardim. Rashi's one of us. Rashi's Ashkenazi. I'm not going to worry about Rashi. The Mechavah's Matarit. Mechavah's Matarit. It's in a tough son of the base of Balaam. Suppose that tomorrow we're going to Mishnah rules, we'll see together what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramo asks it based upon this Rashi. Rashi's afraid that may Paris will lead to Chometz Nukshe. Not only that, but it comes quickly. You can't have 18 minute egg matzahs. It's no good. Doesn't the OU put egg matzahs? She said OUS, it's Sfardim. I've never heard of an OUS. What does it say in the box? That's right. Cholim, Skanim, Tanim. Based upon the Ramah, we'll get to that tomorrow. That he says it's a map for Rashi, for people who are healthy. Those who have a difficulty in swallowing and in chewing can rely upon the role of Poskim against Rashi. Okay? Good. Fine. So the Gemara says now, Moshe Kasher, Rabbi Kiva, there was the Ayin Shem Advash. It's Lo Kasha. Ha Beyom Tov Rishon. Ha Beyom Tov Sheni. Rashi Yom Rishon. Laila Rishon Shematzah Chova Bina Lechamoni. The remainder of Pesach, you can eat potatoes. You can also eat egg matzahs. Ad Kan Nesug. Any questions before we go on? If you have a question, don't hesitate. Raise your hand. Lo Habayshan Lamech. No questions. Let's turn our attention right away to what's probably the most important in the Rishonim of all the sources that I put on the list, which is the Ramban. In Ruchamas Hashem. It's Yudim and Beis in the old print. Where is it in the new print? I don't know what page it's on. Okay, here it is. You can tell by the words. Omra Kosef Heshiv. It's on page Chav Tes in the new print. We just learned the Gemara. Actually, we should see the Gemara one more line. Alam Avavam and Aleph. What I'm going to say, Rabbi Yeshua, two different yourselves. We have the word Rabbi Yeshua, and the Bach has Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Bnei. Yoma kama lo talushli b'chalva. Don't make me milchik matzis for the seder. Imagine that. Let's do the Beis Halevi. Who knows about the Beis Halevi? Ah, someone came to the Beis Halevi with a serious shayla. Can you be yotzi the arba kosis with milk? So the Beis Halevi gave him a lot of money to buy the needs of Pesach. So his family, what do you mean to buy wine? To buy wine is cheap. You gave him 10 times more than he needs to buy wine. Didn't you listen to what he said? He wants to use milk. That means he has no meat. I got the money just for abacos. I have the money for meat. Here too. Yeah? The first night, don't make me milchika matzis. Because he had no meat. Otherwise, the world wants to have me have milchika matzis. Mikan ve'elech lushli b'chalba. After the Seder is over, you can make me milchika matzis. I eat milchika bread. The problem. It's a whole discussion. It's keturah. It's a small amount or separate shape. We're not going into the sugya of milchik bread right now. We just don't have the time. It's a fascinating sugya, but just not for now. Fine. Rabosai, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, what's he talking about? With water or without water? With water or without water? Doesn't say. Says the Ramban. Eli de Miami. The Ramban writes, second line. Ubolulame she'ein ba mishum chimutz to Rabbi Akiva. Even they have water and milk together, still not chametz. Why they quote it? Lulame, I'm skipping two lines. She'ein yosem yorishin b'matzah shira to Rabbi Akiva. So it said the Ramban has to be with water. Why? Very important. Look carefully now. The im below mayim is referring to a case of just flour and milk with no water. Why must we say it's no good at the first time Pesach? Because of matzah shira, it's not lechem oni. You have a better reason. Typically, shem shekol she'en avola de chimutz en yosin bo b'matzah. Rabosai, he's of the assumption, like Tosfos, may peres alone, there's no chametz. May peres with water, there is chametz. So it must refer to a case of may peres with water. So it could kabli dechimutz. The only reason why it's no good to say it at night is matzah shira. Had there been no water, I have a much more fundamental reason why it's no good for the say it at night. It can't come to their chimutz. May parents say machmitzim by themselves. Ah, here's the word. V'im toma, no! Say the hekesh only for the min, for the species. Look, it's preferish. L'shar minin nitzricha. He suggests the other side of achakira. Maybe the whole hekesh is only for excluding other species. We don't need that this particular food or dough should be able to become chametz. Says the Ramban wrong. Whole lesson. It's incorrect. The hekesh is not limited to species. Why? Kidiit maliel b'dirish lakish taflamet hey dvarim she'ein odom yotz ben dechavos v'pesach gom matzah ashira ein chayav v'nal chimutzei koris. Wait a minute. Who said that?
That was the
Rabbi Yeshua.
That was the
Rabbi Papa said that. It was rejected. What's he talking about? It said the Ramban. So it's, and therefore we say it's a hekesh and it's no good. Right? Just take the same exact wheat and mix it in with water. It's going to become chometz and matzah. Aye, Mordechai's question. Aha! He woke up and said, you're all wrong. Lomar, sheyesh chayav v'nal chimutz koreis ben yosin bo mishum de'eno kori matzah. Right? Aye, it's rejected at the end. Only one word. Aval ein lecha davar she'eno bo lidei chimutz she'yiyu yosin bo mishum matzah da iskush. Saying it's the one-way street is alive and well. And it's not limited to a min. The Gemara only rejected the two-way street. We never rejected the one-way street. And the one-way street is not limited to the species. It applies to the particular kind of food. And if this particular kind of food that is mixed up with this kind of liquid cannot become chametz, it cannot be yotzei matzah. That was never rejected, says the Ramban. How do you like that? You don't like it.
I understand his.
Well,
isn't a hekesh just to go both ways?
Oh! He has two home runs in one day. Ain hekesh lamachzah. Can a hekesh go one way? Ramban said so, didn't he? You ask, how can it be? Hekesh has to go two ways. See? Raise your hand, guys. If you want to say, raise it. Not to say, you don't have to raise it. He has a tremendous, tremendous kasha. Ein hekesh lamachzah. What a great kasha. So far we're stuck with the kasha. so far. Fine. Once we're here, get another reason, says the Ramban. Another reason why it can't be referred to a case where there's no water. Behold, Tabi'inan Shimur, the leash of Afia, the Chsiv Shmartim as Hamatzos. You have to have a Shmira l'shem Shimur Michimutz. Yotz Azu, if it's only made Paris. She'ain a Tzvicha Shimur, why? She'ain a Bodei Chimutz. You can leave it there till doomsday. It won't become Chometz. How do you know the need Shimur? Utanya lekamon amin chesem adbeis. Ushmartim es amatzas. Matza amishtameres l'shum matza. The machloek is over there. What about zlachmei toda? Things of this nature. That's a dispute. But uledivrei hakol, yotza zu, our case, she'ein amishtameres klal, because it doesn't need any Shimur. There's no water. You can leave it until doomsday and never become chometz. So there's no Shimur, that's why it's no good. V'chayotzi b'zeh b'yom v'yishalmi. Yochol yotzi yudei chavasin b'revucha. What's revucha? That's what revucha is.
Scalded bread.
Scalded. Oh, so it's called chaluta sometimes. It was scalded. It scalded the flour with hot water, which zaps it. Zap. Can't become chometz anymore. Zapped. Okay? Tamad lomar. Ushmatim mesamatzis. Mata tricha shimur, yotzazu. Once they scalded the flour, she'ain ot tricha shimur, because it's never, no matter what, it'll never become chometz. Hola madam, lemata sheni losha below mayim. There's no water. Shafilu hoysa aniya. Not matzah shira. It's matzah aniya. Ain yotzin ba. For two reasons. For two separate reasons. One is the hekesh. One by three things are still around. And two, no need for Shimur. So why did Meshuvah Levi say it's no good for a different reason? Because the Matzah Shira have learned from Lechamoni? Must be. After Meshuvah Ben Levi, Sheviu Dvar of Raya Ladimra Rabbi Akiva, of Lechamoni, Al Karchenu Kishani Losha B'mayim Ka'omar. It must be. He put water in it as well. Atka. Everything so far? So the Ramban, for our purpose, the most critical line in the Ramban, is he raised the possibility that the Hekesh is only for the Min, and he rejected it. On what basis did he reject it? Based on our Gemara, the Flamen Heim and Aleph. According to the Ramban, the Maskana, the one-way Hekesh is still completely intact. And therefore, comes out, Rabbi Osai, that the Hekesh goes beyond the Min and extends to this particular food. Not a happy camper with my oats. But we gotta look for the truth. Any questions? Raise your hand if you have a question. Raise it. Don't be afraid. Okay, no questions. Let us go back to the Gemara and look at the Rashi. We saw the Rashi before. Want to see the Rashi again. Rashi. End of the Flamen Heim and Aleph. The very last Rashi. You took some matzah, and you, what's the best word to use? You pureed it, liquefied it, dissolved it. Okay. Dissolved it, and now it pours. Says Rashi, and Adam yotzu dechavasa. Why not? The lav derech achila ka'ochale. What does that mean? Rabosai, the whole Rashi is only a total of five words. Please, in your own words, explain Rashi to me. What does it mean? The lav derech achila ka'ochile. What do the words mean? Come on, somebody raise your hand. Yes?
Maybe matzah to eat a certain way, and since you're drinking it, that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to...
A third home run. The home run hit is here. But look at the Rashash, see how we learned. You didn't learn your way. I was waiting someone to give a different answer. Oh, that's right. That's the Rashash. That's a Pashup Shah. Lav Derech Achila. We know where this comes from, Derech Achila. Right? Where do we have it? We didn't learn those sugars ourselves in the wilderness of the parrot. You look at the keys. Take a look. Chavdal and Beis. What does it say over there? Chavdal and Beis. A whole discussion. A whole discussion on Chavdal and Beis. A whole sugya, which we had reference to it actually when we learned at the beginning of the parak, if you recall. What does it say over here? Kol Yisurin Shabbatorah, at the 10th line, Ein Lokin Aleim Ala Derech Achilasa. Right? And here it says in Rashi, Lav Derech Achila. So Rashash says it means Chavdal Mebeis. It's not Derech Achilasa. Let's take a look in the Rashash and see what it says. Rabbo say Rashash. Rashash also made it as a separate, not quite a separate, he made it as an odd addition, as a separate unit in the bottom of the Altar Mefarsh. Everyone has their own place. Okay, look at Rashash. Lamed Hei Amin Aleph. Next to the last one on Lamed Hei Amin Aleph. L'chora nivshad mizeh Sveika shal ha-mishna l'melech Perakei b'chus yisodi ha-tara l'chachetz b'sofa. What does that mean? D'gam b'mitzis aseh b'inon k'derech achiloson. He learned Yopshat. Hi, Yopshat. Shalom k'derech achilo. But it's an impossible pshat. It's an impossible pshat. Why is it impossible?
Why are you
Chayav Kares? Yeah, why Chayav Kares? Pilei, this is absolutely... I don't know what to do with the Rashash. For both sides. How can the Rashash say this? Then why are you Chayav Kares? How do you understand this? How do you understand it? Bein Shalom. How do you understand it? Why Chayav? This question I saw raised in a sefer called the Divrei Yecheskel. Divrei Yecheskel is a fantastic sefer. It's Simon Yud Aleph. I bought my own copy. Look what they have in the base medrash. If they do, put it on my desk tomorrow. So you can, I'll show it to the Talmidim. It was written, the Ram, Rosh Masifta, in Slabotka. No small place. It's Slabotka Yeshiva. Wow. Slabotka Yeshiva. This is an unbelievable yeshiva. He was the Rosh Yeshiva there before the war. Tremendous Talmud Chacham. And Simon Yud Aleph, it's a discussion. A whole long piece in Simon Yud Aleph called B'inyan Chamesh Saminim. So he quotes the Rashash because he doesn't understand what is going on. How is it possible? He's defined as in Simon Yud Aleph, Sif Katan Gimel. Quotes the Rashash. He says the Gilead Marashah is the same thing. Mishnah Lebech, the same story. It's impossible. If it's lav derech achili, im came my time of the chomet to chayev. Hello, be sure about it, but derech achili. So, pilei ployim. It's not just one person, the Rashash. He quotes exactly the same pshat he quotes from the Gilyan Marsha. Right, it's right over here. Gilyan Marsha, the last piece in Yalkut Mefarsh, Shalom and Hayam and Aleph. Okay? I, Mishnah Lemelech, Peritei Yisodi HaTorah. Gives you the same Mara Malkum. How can two gedolim miss something which is so obvious? If it's shalom gederach, how can you be chayav chametz kares? What's going on of it? I have no answer to this. How can this be two people make a mistake? I'm at a loss. Yes.
Maybe there's that chametz. Matzah needs to be lechem, and lechem has to be.
Now we're talking. So the real pshat, ulam b'chulam kufchav. Armin and Tama, Lechem Oni of Rachmana. Has to be Lechem Oni. That's pshat. It's not Lechem Oni. Why is it not Lechem Oni, Mordechai? Why not?
It's not bread.
So it's not Lechem at all, you say. Oh. So he says it's not called Lechem Oni. Maybe because that, you know, poor people don't make milkshakes out of their matzahs. They don't have such fancy, they made a drink out of his matzah. That's poor people don't have that. That's what it's assumed. It's not Lechem Oni. Look at the Rabbeinu Chananel, I asked you to see. Rabbeinu, back on Al Gemara, Rabbeinu Chananel, the very end over here. Him Chayu. The Kevan Shepichsu Kemin Shesisa. They liquefied him to kind of a cereal which pours. Yotza Mitoras Lechem. Yotza mitoras lechem, and therefore you're not yotzi on Pesach. But the chayav and kares, why not? It's chametz, not lechem. It's chametz. Rabosai, every lechem made in that way has to be chametz. Not every chametz has to be lechem. So the Gemara says it's not lechem oni, and the Rav says it's not lechem at all. That could be shot in the Gemara too. Or maybe it's not lechem oni. Have your pick. But Rashi is a pela otzum. Why do Rashi do something new? Lav derech achila. So we have two kashas. One, Rashi is against the Gemara, the Chulin. Two, Rashi is against the Gemara here. Why a chayav kares if the Rashash and Rashash trial is correct? That's where Dovi come in with a home run. Is it a loop shot? A lot of home, a lot of heavy hitters here in this room. What did he say to him? What did he say? You didn't eat it, you drank it. I don't know how you knew this. How did you know to say that? I just don't know how you come up with that. If you look at the Gemara, maybe you can figure it out. So you saw the Gemara. The Gemara is in the Chul Daf Kuf Chaf, and you don't have to be a bucky to know it because I asked if it to be the Rashash and he told you to look there. Who looked it up? I'm not surprised. You should look up at the Gemara. Chul Daf Kuf Chaf. The Rashash has to look. You should look. See what it says. They may come with more terutzen. Here's the Gemara Masechta Chulin. Himchei, we're holding such about Himchei. Look what it says. Ay, Achilak Sevei. So why Himchei is Tomei? Why? Says the Gemara of Achilak Sevei. Omer Rish Lakish, Omer Kra, Vayikra Yud Zayin, Nefesh Lirabos Es HaShoseh. Okay? By Nivas of Tor, Nefesh to include a Shose, a Ribui. Even though it says Tochal, it includes a Shose. So if you took a Nevela and you pureed it, liquefied it, it would have a din of Tumah for Nivas of Tor. Look at that. Perhaps that chiddush only applies where? To macholas, asuras, tmeyas, etc., etc. Perhaps it does not apply to mitzvah taseya, achilas matzah, but erev tochlu matzahs, not tishtu matzahs. And there's special ribui which the Gemara requires here in that kufchav and chul. Nefesh. The rabbi says Hashose was only stayed with respect to Macholas Asturus and Timaeus, now with Machol Mishol Mitzvah. That's what Rashi means. That's what Rashi means. Look at the word. That's what Rashi said. It's so right. Rashi says, the lav derech achila kochale, you have to look at the sugya in Chul and Kufchav to figure it out. It means not achila tshtir. How do you know, Dovi? You didn't see Chul. How do you know this? Ilui. Original thinkers. Amazing. Question still remains. Why did Rashi learn this shot? Why didn't Rashi learn the simum shot? Which the Rav quotes over here, the Rashash quotes. The Gemara over here, in the context of our discussion, right? The Gemara says as follows. Himcheu gemor. Himchametzu anish karetz. And it's quoted in Amen Hay with no commentary. Here's a commentary. Bishlama immati lo ein al yotzer vasa bepesach. Why? Lechem oni omer achmona v'hai lav lechem oniu. Which can be one of two things. It's not lechem oni, or it's not lechem at all. As a matter of fact, the Shita Mekubetz has a girsa. Lechem oni omer achmona v'hai kever de parsei. Lav lechemu, like the rach. Even our gear says not lechemoni. It might also mean like the rach. It's hard to tell completely what it means. Sounds a little bit not like the rach, but maybe can't tell completely. Fine. Elim chavetz uvanish kares ayachiluk sivei omerish lakish nefesh rabas zashoseh. So the question becomes. Why did Rashi say over here the lav derech achila kochal, which means we're saying pshat now that the ribui of shose is only for macholas asuras and tmeis, but not a part of macholim mitzvah, just for lechem oni or lechem? Why did Rashi feel he had compelled to give a line which he didn't have to give? Maybe it's true. What do you need it for? Everyone with me so far? Rashi should have quoted lechem oni. which would be one of two things. Not only it's halacha. Why did Rashi quote an inference? The nefesh, the Rabbi Sushal said, is only for machalas, asuras, and tmeis, not for mitzvahs. Just, why give a fancy inference? Just give the pasuk shot in the Gemara. Isn't that a good question? Guys, are you following me? Are you with some other world? Everyone follow me? So I'll share with you the answer, not my answer, given by the Divrei Yecheskel. He asked this question. Why did Rashi have to give some totally different answer? Good question. The answer is based upon the Or Sameach in the 17th parak of Hilchos Macholas Asuras. He asks the question against our Gemara. Rabbo said, look at our Gemara again. The Gemara asks the question against Rish Lakish. From what? Himcheu Eser of Huna Breda of Yeshua. Himcheu Gmo. Im chometzu anashkares v'matzu eno dem yotzu v'chavetzu b'pesach. I have a hocha anashkares v'chavetzu b'matzu v'chayel anachivutzu karas. Ask you, I'm going to read you the words from the Divrei Yecheskel. My paruch li Rish Lakish mi b'raisa zim cheo v'gumo. As Rish Lakish says, amatza shira is no chi of chometz. So too, him cheo v'gumo. That's a ridiculous comparison. Why? What will happen, Rabbi Osai, if I make a plain flour and water dough? Plain flour and water dough. Plain flour and water dough. Okay? And then I throw in wine and I throw in oil before I bake it. Am I yotze d'chiv matzah, yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? Take a vote. Again, I took flour and water, made a dough, then I added wine or oil or things like that, and then I baked it. Who thinks I'm yotze on Pesach night with that matzah? Who thinks not? You're right, not lechem oni. Question. Is it chametz or not chametz? Remember, he put flour and water and let it rise. And afterwards he added some wine. Who thinks it's chametz? Avai, it's chametz. It started off as chametz. It's not going to be undone as chametz when you add wine. Which is what he's saying over here. It's obvious to any onlooker, you can undo matzah by making matzah shira. You can't undo chametz. That's Rosh Hashanah's question. Once it's chametz, that's why I add wine. When does your shlokish say that it's not chametz if you put the oil in or the wine before you kneaded the dough? But here, when it had water, it's a chametz ischal, not paka. That's double push. Frekter, Sameach, and read the words. What's the kashka to shlokish and the brisa? Himcheu gmo, Rabbi Osai, kvachal avisu chometz, konashim cheu, sulam paka. Rabbi Osai, once it became chametz, you can't undo chametz. That's why, Rabbi Osai, that's why yechayv achimutz occurs. Compare it to a case where you took flour and water, and then you added wine. So you'd be chayv in chametz, and you still would not be able to be yotzei l'chiyuv matzah l'chol hadeis. And then do it the hekesh. The hekesh is only if the original processing can't have one without the other. But a subsequent action after it's finished being baked, that can certainly knock out the shame matzah, but cannot knock out the shame chametz. Himcheu is subsequent to the baking. What's going on? That's the Oros Sameach's kasha. Tremendous, tremendous kasha. Says the Divrei Yecheskel. I'll read you the words again. Ukadeli Ashet Kushizu Pirish Rashi Tama. Can only go to Chovas Matzahu Mishum the Derech Shtia Lomahani b'matzah. Nothing to do with lechemoni, Rabbi Osai. The fact that you can undo lechemoni is an irrelevancy. Of course you can undo lechemoni later, and you can't undo chometz later. Here's a question. What you can undo is change it from eating to drinking. That works even for chometz. Even for chometz, you can undo the obligation, not the cheftz of the obligation, if you're going to drink instead of eating. So the question is a good question. Yalfina and chometz v'matzah l'chol dineim mehach hakesha. Like Rish Lakish says, here too, L'rabo sashose, nefesh, we saw, l'rabo sashose, if you drink the liquefied chametz, yechayev, koris, on Pesach, so too we should say, if you drink liquefied matzah, you should be out to the mitzvah. What a pshat, what a pshat, yes.
Could you ever repeat Thor's Sameach's
kasha? Sure. Oh, it's a mess like this. Look, the Gemara is now comparing chametz and matzah. We had a discussion, our main discussion today. It's just a matter of the species, it goes beyond the species. Right? The Ramban thought maybe it goes on the species, he proved from our Gemara, it's in the one-way street that he had, it goes beyond the species, right? But are you meant to tell me that there's no possibility of post-afia undoing matzah, whereas you can't undo chametz? I actually call it post-lisha. Post-lisha, you already have a dough. The dough rose. It's already, I have two doughs. This is chametz, and this is not chametz. This one rose, this I stopped before I had a chance to rise. So we're saying, right? Once it became chametz, it's chametz forever. You can never undo the shame chametz. But once it did not rise, and it's now lechemoni, I can undo the status of lechemoni subsequently. How? By adding wine and whatever I want to add, milk, oil, subsequently. You all agreed to the vote. So what are you making comparison? The fact that you can undo the shame lechemoni should be irrelevant as far as chametz is concerned. You can't make a hekesh as far as that's concerned. It's obvious you can't do that. Again, the Gemara is making a hekesh between chametz and matzah. But that's obviously only in the dough itself. Post dough, you can obviously knock out the shame lechemoni by adding wine into the dough, but you can't add the shame chametz. So that's the same thing over here. Exactly what happened over here. You himcheu. Once himcheu is no longer lechemoni, the Gemara says pshat and pashup pshat and have kulum 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 chav. That's an irrelevancy to chametz. You can't knock out the shame chametz. That's also Meir's kasha. To answer that kasha, Rashi strayed from the first line of the Gemara, lechemoni, and picks up on the second line, nefesh l'rabba shashose. Lav derech achila kochale means what? That the ribuy of nefesh l'rabba shashose was stated by what? Was stated by chametz, but not by matzah. This shows that you can't have a full comparison. It could have been a full comparison. You could have said that if you compare the two, hekesh goes, right, whatever, you should derive a what? You should derive a what? No. You should derive it the same way as your chayiv on chometz. If you drink it, it should be chayiv on matzah if you drink it, right? Derive one from, derived from the other.
So he's saying this kash is just like you can't do chometz after the dough rises, fact that you can remove lechem oni should be irrelevant?
Exactly. The fact that you can remove the shem lechem oni after the dough has already risen, and it's a full-fledged dough, should be either risen or maybe chametz not rising. The fact that you can ruin it after it's already a dough should be irrelevant. The same way as adding wine should be irrelevant. So if a Rashi didn't want to learn pshat, then when you puree it, it loses the shem lechem oni. That's an irrelevant. Of course you can choose the shem lechem oni by adding wine. It's not going to impact on the shem chametz here too. Must be a nupsha, based on the other line of Chulun Kufchav, namely, Nefesh, L'Rabbah, and Zashosa. That had potential to apply to Matzah as well, but it doesn't. The fact that it doesn't shows that this Hekesh is not such a great Hekesh. Ad kan the words of Divrei Yecheskel, again, Simen Yud Aleph, Siv, Koton, Gimel. I said it twice, I'm sure if you didn't catch it yet, it doesn't matter. I'll leave it on my desk. Or you'll bring one to the base medrash tomorrow, you'll be able to see it yourself. This is what he says, Pshat in the Gemara, Pshat in the Rashi. This is a Pshat in the Rashi. Rabosa, we've spoken so far a little bit about the opinion of Rashi. We made a little reference to the Ramban, a little bit to Tosfos. What about the Ramban? The Ramban. So tomorrow's year, we're going to focus on the Ramban. If you can bring in a Ramban, Matova Manoi. If you have an Oz Vahada Gemara, you quote the Rambam, but not the Mefarshim on the Rambam. If you have neither, you're really in trouble. So the best thing is to bring in a regular Rambam. This will come with a matzah. If not, we rely on the back, and if not, we don't get able. We'll need a Rambam Shia tomorrow for sure. Okay? the mincha downstairs in the base medrash on the second floor, we sit in the back.